push the button.
This is the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.
Grab some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Genesee Health Plan's mission is to improve access to the health care system for low-income and other residents of Genesee County who need those services. The Genesee Health Plan provides residents with a medical home and provides coverage for health care services of all kinds. And today we're going to begin a new segment here at Super Talk 1570 with the Genesee Healthcare, providing experts to talk about medical issues that we all deal with and reminders of the services that the plan will provide to Genesee County residents and how you can access them. Today we're going to talk about seasonal depression and holiday stress. Joining us is Yvonne Lewis from the Genesee Health Plan. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's great to be here.
You have brought a guest along with you.
Yes.
And he is?
He is Dan Burns. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, as you mentioned, the Genesee Health Plan is available to our community, Genesee County, to provide access to health coverage. And this is very important to us. However, we realize that there are a number of issues that we don't particularly address, even though we provide access to these services.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to bring others as part of our partnership to talk about these issues. So we're glad to have Dan here with us today from the Genesee Health System to talk to us about this seasonal depression.
Okay, well, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
You're a supervisor of behavior therapy. In a few words, what does that mean?
Oh, well, I am the supervisor of, I have a great team, and mm-hmm. we give outpatient therapy. It's a specific type of therapy, but we provide therapy to the community.
So basically when people need somebody to talk to or to deal with issues of mental health and depression, that kind of thing, you provide that kind of service.
That's it.
Okay, well, you know, it is known as the season of joy and the season of family, but some people don't have a family, and sometimes there's not a lot of joy, and it could be a pretty stressful time just because it's the holidays, can it?
Yes, exactly. Yes, it can be a time of joy, certainly, but there is also a lot of stress to the season, and there can be some depressed moods that happen as a result.
How big of a problem is it?
It's not uncommon for anybody's mood to be lower than usual during the colder months, and particularly with the holiday stress, it can really cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, and there's two parts of the story here, but holiday stress, I mean, you know, maybe you don't have a family. I mean, we talk about the joy. I talk about getting to play with my grandchildren and stuff like that, but a lot of people don't have that. So that would be a lot of things. But there's another point, and this does bother me, and that is it's cold. It's dark. We hardly ever get any sunlight. After a while, it feels like you want to just scream at the sky. That's what they call seasonal depression. Can you define that?
Yes, well, seasonal depression is depression around this time of month, generally, when it's colder. And particularly, it's related to the shorter days with the less sunlight. We have less exposure to sunlight, and that definitely impacts our mood. But it can also be related to we're generally less active during this time of year as well. That can contribute. And like we talked about, the holiday stress. So all of it can contribute to it.
So a lot of it has to do with a lack of sunlight?
Yeah, so the sunlight has a direct impact on our mood. It actually relates to the serotonin, the chemicals in our brain, and definitely can impact your mood. And so getting exposure to sunlight this time of year can be key.
So sunlight is maybe the number one issue, but if there's a number two issue, it's lack of exercise, maybe?
Inactivity, exercise also is a direct impact on mood. You know, these are two of nature's antidepressants, if you will, sunlight and exercise. Exercise can release the endorphins that impact our mood, can boost our mood, and then sunlight definitely plays a part. You know, some of us, me in particular, can drive here to work and it'd be dark out and maybe not leave until it's dark again.
Yeah.
And so if we're not careful, we might miss the sun completely. So for many people, making a point to go out to lunch or to take a walk, some sort of break to get some sun exposure can be key.
It really is important. I mean, you're right, because you can go into work, you know, 8:30 in the morning and get out a little after 5 and you won't see the sun.
Right.
Unless you look out a window there. What, you know, we've talked about the two main things, lack of sun, lack of exercise. Are there other things that contribute to seasonal depression?
Yeah, well, the big thing, especially right now, is the pressures around the holiday. So there's lots of pressure, and that can contribute to stress. You mentioned family. This is a time mm-hmm. for family. And like you said, not everybody has family. It can also be a time where lost loved ones can be amplified. And so there can be a lot of grieving around this time. So there's lots of contributing factors related to the holidays that impact the mood as well.
Well, also, it's not always, families getting together isn't always necessarily joyous.
Right, exactly. There can be lots of conflicts within families, and having to navigate through those waters can be
lack of money to buy gifts, lack of opportunity. I can't get home to my parents this year. I just can't afford it. You can just imagine all the different things. So are there warning signs that we can watch for people who are suffering these seasonal disorders and depression?
Yeah, so some of the symptoms or signs to look for are a loss of interest if we're not doing some of the things that we're usually doing, noticing your mood, paying attention to what you know about yourself and what you know might be a sign that, hey, my mood is lower, I'm not doing some of the same things that I'm usually doing. Just less activity level can be it, fatigue. Other things to pay attention to are changes in eating and sleeping habits, particularly around the holidays, right? We all tend to eat a little bit less healthy than we usually do.
Or a lot more.
Sleep can be a big one. Probably the two biggest ones to look for are changes in sleep patterns, or isolating or avoiding more often than usual, it can be a sign.
We're talking with Dan Burns, who's the supervisor of behavior therapy at the Genesee Health Plan. We're talking about seasonal depression, which has to do with the weather, the lack of light, but also, you know, the season is the holiday season, and that can bring some issues as well. You talked about basically this time of year, if you're not feeling right, you're not feeling yourself, that may be an answer. That may be one. How about if it's not me, but I'm noticing somebody else is having some issues? What should we watch for other people?
Yeah. So some of the same things. If the people, your loved ones, or somebody that you're concerned about isn't doing some of the things that they would normally do, and if you find during this time of month, I mean, we can have a tendency to be less active, so it depends on how intense or for how long maybe, but if there are days without doing something that they'd normally do, or if you have concerns, mm-hmm. maybe just reach out to them and ask, hey, how's it going? And I've noticed this in you, and I wanted to let you know that I'm concerned.
The consequences, we talk about being, let's say for sure somebody has this seasonal depression disorder, mm-hmm. right? What, so what? What does that mean? What are the consequences of somebody having that? Why should I worry about it? Why should I care? Spring's going to come in maybe someday.
Yeah. Well, we can get into some problematic behaviors if we're not careful. So sometimes we try to cope with what we're dealing with, so a depressed mood. And there's lots of negative ways of coping, and some of those could be substance use, alcohol. It can be overspending. It can be overeating. It can be lots of different things that we can try to do to compensate for a depressed mood.
So there are certainly many things that are signs, but also the consequences of having a seasonal depression, and it could affect you for a long time. Will seasonal depressive disorder disappear? When May comes around finally?
Yeah, so it depends on the person. So some of us may, in our genetics, or more predisposed to depression, and then it can worsen with these colder months. For others, it can be less severe of an impact on our mood, and it will improve when the more sunlight hits and it gets to warmer times, or maybe we're more active.
Okay, well, now, Dan Burns, we've talked about what it is and how it can affect us. But how is it that we can fight it? What kind of things do you tell people? Let's say I'm just sitting home and I'm listening right now, and you know, I've been kind of, I'm not sleeping well. I'm eating odd. I just don't feel right. What is it that I can do to help myself?
Yeah. Well, there's lots of things for anybody that can do. Well, the biggest thing for me, I would say, is to manage expectations. A lot of times with the holidays in particular, we have these unrealistic expectations that I want this family gathering to be perfect. I want to buy all these perfect presents. I want to, make everybody happy during this time. And that might not be realistic. So managing expectations and being willing to adapt to change can mm-hmm. be something that's really important. I would say also to make a point to make healthy eating and sleeping habits happen. We talked about knowing yourself, and if you know yourself, plan ahead of how to cope. So if I know that this is these are difficult months for me, and I see the signs that I'm starting to isolate more, for example, then I'm going to add this exercise to my day. There's other things that people can do, making a point. If it's a family conflicts, taking breaks, reaching out to people if you want to be included and you're worried that you're not being included or you're feeling lonely, reaching out to your friend, your neighbor, volunteering to spend time with somebody, to get out or to get some time with other people.
And taking a break doesn't mean going hide in a closet and taking a drink.
Right.
And that's what some people probably do, because maybe it does make them feel better for a few minutes, but in the end, it won't.
Yes, correct. Yeah, so taking a break could look like, hey, I'm just going to take a walk. I'm going to get away from this conflict, the stressful situation within the family, or I'm going to take a break from my shopping. I'm going to take a break from all the stressful planning I'm doing and just take some time for myself.
How about a diet? If I eat, you know, they always say when it's cold season, eat lots of oranges so you get vitamin C. Is something like vitamin C helpful?
Yeah, so vitamin C can be helpful. Diet, just making a general plan to try to eat healthy, you know, and what that might mean also is planning ahead in terms of, I'm going to be at this holiday party, and there's likely to be this kind of food here, and then I'm probably going to partake in this, but I'm going to eat these healthy meals when I can at these times. So I'm going to try to balance it out when I can.
Okay, Dan, where can we get more information on seasonal depression and the issues that we've been talking about? And depression is depression, right? I mean, so whether you're depressed over the season or the lack of sunlight, many of the same answers are used, right?
Yes, so essentially. So yeah. Depression is depression. Where it comes from, how it happens, can be related to other things.
Right.
But to get more information on this, so we have a website, www.genhs.org. There's lots of good information there. I'd also recommend, if you notice that you're feeling depressed and you have some concerns, to talk to your primary care doctor and to see if it's more severe. You can reach out. There's other agencies like ours that you can get more help with.
There are medications and that kind of thing, if it's that serious.
There's medications, okay. Yes. There's other treatments. There's light therapy or phototherapy. You talk to your doctor about that. If it can escalate, it can have suicidal thoughts related to it, or more severe, definitely reach out. It's not uncommon. You're not alone. I would definitely recommend that if you notice this with somebody else, to encourage them to reach out or for yourself to reach out. We also have a 24-hour crisis line,
mm-hmm.
And that number is 810-257-3740. And there's a text line, a 24-hour text line where you text the word Flint, F-L-I-N-T, to 741-741.
Okay, and this is where we bring in Yvonne, because we've got just about 30 seconds or so left. Yvonne Lewis from Genesee Health Plan. Thank you for bringing Dan
yes,
here.
It was thank
good
you.
Information.
Yeah.
But if somebody wants to talk with Dan or one of his staff, and they qualify as a resident of Genesee County, what should they do?
Well, any resident of Genesee County can call the health plan at 232-7740. And Dan at the Genesee Health System, we can make sure that we connect if they'd like to do that, because during this open enrollment period, our offices are open late on Wednesday nights. So certainly if a person calls the Genesee Health Plan, we'll be happy to connect them with any of the partners that we have that are assisting us with ensuring that our community gets the best health care absolutely possible.
Well, and that's our Genesee Health Plan program for today. Thank you, Yvonne Lewis. Thank you, Dan Burns, for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
On Super Talk 1570.